Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. I understand that dental care is improving in the area. What is the good news here?
This is really great news for our region. The University of Pittsburgh School of Dental Medicine announced this week that they are partnering with Pitt Bradford, with Universal Primary Care, and with Olean General Hospital, Bradford Regional Medical Center, to establish the Commonwealth's second regional training center to offer both dental training and care in our rural Pennsylvania communities. And certainly the push for additional dental care is something we've been working on for quite some time now. In rural Pennsylvania, the need is certainly very great, and I do think this is great news for our region. The new dental center will be located at Universal Primary Care's Old City Hall location in Bradford. The center will train general practice dental residents, also dental hygienists and dental assistants. Patients will be able to receive routine dental care at Universal Primary Care beginning in January 2026. From the UPC staff, and then from dental residents starting in July of 2026. The dental hygiene students will provide dental cleanings, and licensed dentists completing a residency program will provide most of the other dental care. All residents and students will work under the supervision of a Pitt Dental Medicine faculty member. So this, again, is great news for our region and certainly will be a huge boost to providing dental care in the region.
The next thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, is property tax rent rebate. This program, the property tax rent rebate program, is accepting applications again this year. I understand the application period is open and that you can assist a little bit in making sure this happens for everybody. What are the details and what are you offering?
Well, the application period for the state's 2025 property tax rent rebate program is now open for eligible Pennsylvanians to begin claiming rebates on property taxes or rent paid in 2025. I will again be hosting a series of property tax rent rebate clinics in communities all across Cameron, McKean, and Potter counties to assist folks with completing these applications. We're going to be going to multiple senior centers and municipal buildings across the district, all focused on helping people complete these applications. You don't need to pay anyone for assistance to apply for this program. You can apply online. You can apply by paper. You can come to one of my district offices and we'll be glad to help complete an application. The income limits increased again this year to $48,110 for both homeowners and renters. And this is due to a 2023 law that I supported that calls for adjusting the income limit based on annual increases in the consumer price index. And you also have to remember that you can exclude 50% of Social Security when determining your income, and the maximum rebate is $1,000. This program is open to residents age 65 and older, widows and widowers age 50 and older, and people with disabilities age 18 and older. For additional information on where our clinics will be, you can get that information at my website at repcauser.com. And again, you can stop into one of my district offices for assistance at any time.
Also, Representative, the America 250 celebrations are about to kick off here, the 250th anniversary of our country's forming. What are these celebrations going to look like, and how is this going to take place in our state?
The nation's 250th anniversary celebration is underway. The fun starts in Philadelphia this Friday, January 16th, and will be followed by a two-week tour of all of Pennsylvania's 67 counties. They're having county kickoff ceremonies to highlight each county's unique history, local partnerships, and their role in the celebration. Locally, you can help celebrate in our counties on Wednesday, January 28th. Local celebrations will be held at the McKean County Courthouse on that day from 10:30 to noon, and then at the Potter County Courthouse from 12:45 to 2 p.m., and then at the Cameron County Courthouse from 2:30 to 4 p.m. Unfortunately, I'll be in Harrisburg for session that day, but my staff is looking forward to participating in those celebrations, and I would certainly encourage all of you to take part in the celebration.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.